Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to local leaders who impact our community, including News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring today's program. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Friends of Chatham, our focus this morning. Linda Baer here, Scott Walker here. We are going to find out all about Friends of Chatham. Scott and Linda, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Glad to be
here. We had a great show towards the end of last year that dealt with this, and it's good to have you back. Friends of Chatham is not an old organization, but boy, Linda, I'll tell you what, in the little bit of time you've been around, you've been able to accomplish some great things at Chatham.
Well, thank you so much. It's true. We've been around for 3 years. We just had our third annual meeting. And by starting slow and gradually building, more and more people are aware of what we're doing to help the grounds and Chatham. And it's been fun.
A lot of people don't realize that. I mean, Chatham is the headquarters of the National Park Service, Fredericksburg and Spotsylvania National Military Park, but it's a very historic structure in itself.
Sure is, Ted, and it's what we call layers of history. That's our theme. I mean, it goes all the way back to colonial times. It's got, even before that, American Indian presence. It's got a slave story. It's got a Civil War story, which most people think, well, that's all there is, but right. I just said there's other layers. And then the modern layer, the 20th century, which most, we still have people who, if they don't remember it, their parents remember the Pratts, and before the Pratts, the DeVores. So there's all this stuff that's there. And now the park, who talks about a Civil War park, but they acknowledge it's everything. And, of course, the big modern thing that people like are the gardens. And that's the view, the gardens, the history. That's what draws people there. We like it.
With taking out the trees, about this time last year when they started taking out the trees, and you see the cityscape and everything, has that brought more people to Chatham?
It's been a very fun thing. It's referred to as a vista clearing, and a lot of people seem, well, there was sort of some confusion about what was happening. The original idea, the park had put the idea out probably 5-6 years ago to get the funds, and then the funds correlated with Friends of Chatham, and the original plan was to clear it all out so that it would be how it was originally. And originally means the late 18th century, that Chatham was built to be seen, and now it is. And what delights me no end are people that go anywhere in the city now and they see Chatham.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that the volunteers at Chatham always say. And now, of course, from Chatham, the view of the city is absolutely spectacular. It's just wonderful.
And what's so fascinating about that, I mean, that's the view that has been there for, was back in the Civil War.
Yeah, I like to say that if you can stand over to that one side and use a tree branch to cover the water tower and the cell tower, essentially you're seeing what they saw from there, because we have preserved our skyline, our cityscape. And that's what makes Fredericksburg special, and Chatham's part of that, see?
Yeah, you look at those black and white pictures from the Civil War, and it does. It just matches up, and you look at it, and you look at the steeples and the buildings and everything, and it's something that not a lot of communities have.
That's it, absolutely. And it being able to see it also draws people there, which is, of course, what you ask. And imagine, Linda and I can keep talking, but that is what you ask. People see it, and they come to see what's there.
I love that there's sort of a small contingent of people who know how much I love Chatham and how important it's become to me, and seem to think that I had something to do with the vista clearing so that people now can see it because I want them to, which is true, and that is very true.
What did get you? Because you do have just really an interest and a love for Chatham. How did that develop?
I do. Isn't that it's kind of a fun story? When I first moved to Fredericksburg in 1980, I started working for the Fredericksburg Parks and Rec with Ralph Smith. And one day he said, I'm taking you everywhere that we have, because I was new to Virginia. And we went over to Chatham. And in those days, when you walk through the gardens, to the right and the left were enormous boxwoods. And behind the boxwoods were roses. And as I walked that path, I found myself with my hands behind my back. And I thought that was kind of odd. And all of a sudden, I realized that my grandmother's garden, her prize roses, and the boxwoods, that was the smell. And we were not allowed to go into the rose garden unless we had our hands behind our back. And so just that childhood
reflex.
And I just was crazy. I recently just found a picture of my daughter when she was 4 at Chatham, standing on the little step looking at one of the exhibits. And she'd gone there in preschool, and she's 27 now. And so there's just so many different things that have happened that have just made me fall in love with it more and more and more.
I think all along, even before the Park Service acquired it, people have been drawn there. And some people would go to see Mr. Pratt. But once the park gets it, people would go there more and more. And now, as it's been improved, we're just drawing more people, and that's why helping to preserve it, I think, is important.
That was something that was interesting, because the volunteers have had Chatham be open pretty much every single day, all day long, except for just 3 holidays. And so more people are coming. Well, that has its toll. There's a wear and tear on a building that is being used constantly. And so that's a good thing, and that's a challenging thing.
We're talking about Friends of Chatham this morning. Before we take our break here, Linda, if someone is interested in becoming involved with Friends of Chatham, joining Friends of Chatham, what's the best way to get some information and do that?
We try to make Friends of Chatham as the key for everything. So the email is friendsofchatham@gmail.com. The website is Friends of Chatham. The Facebook is Friends of Chatham.
Friendsofchatham.org.
Oh, right, of course. Friendsofchatham.org. Thank you, Scott, our money man. And so any one of those will get a person in contact with one of the board members, who will gladly get back in touch with that person.
And of course, the great thing too, if you go on that website, thank you PayPal, we'll collect your dues right there.
Right there.
That's right.
Again, it's friendsofchatham.org, friendsofchatham@gmail.com. We'll get you if you want to send an email. Linda Bear, Scott Walker here. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
Linda Bear and Scott Walker here. This morning we're talking about Friends of Chatham. When we took the break, we talked about ways to get a hold of Friends of Chatham, and Scott, there's a lot of different levels and things of how people can get involved. And talk about when they do get involved financially, what you're using some of that money for.
Well, essentially, the bulk of the money is used to support things the building or the grounds need. I mean, that's the whole basis of our organization. One really visual aspect, of course, is the gardens. And I think locals have an affinity for those gardens. And we have established partnerships with local garden club and the Rotary Club, who have helped us support other garden projects. And again, let's be very clear, the Park Service has been and is a good steward of all of this, but good grief, those forever budget cuts, of course, keep limiting the support they can give, so that's where we come in. Well, as far as the garden and our partner groups go there, we're trying to help reinvigorate the gardens. And we've been real lucky and actually have established a garden fund, designated garden fund, which supports the staffing of it and the plannings of it. And we've named that and have received donations in memory of a longtime supporter, the late Liz Thompson. So the Thompson Memorial Garden Fund has just also begun to pull in contributions that go specifically for that beautiful site. And our organization is such, we have no administrative cost. So you give money to the garden, it goes to the garden. And so that's been building, but boy, last month we got a great garden gift for that memorial fund. Linda?
Oh, wonderful. The original owners of Chatham were the Fitzhughes. And the Fitzhughes family has continued to support and love Chatham ever since the 18th century. Last October, they had one of their reunions. I believe they have one actually every year, but every 5 years they try and get people from everywhere. So people from Oregon, people from Australia, people from Florida, and they come and they have a tour. There's a trust for the Fitzhugh family, and the Virginia component had wanted to merge funds. I'm not exactly sure how they came up with this, but we were told to expect some money from them, and we received a check of $5,900 from the Fitzhugh Trust for the gardens, and we were kind of blown away by that.
Yeah.
And that plus the other contributions put us at over $6,000 just for garden support.
That's right.
And it requires that. Let's be clear. It does require that.
We are a membership organization, and it's $25 to join. $25 is our operating costs, printing, some mailings, any various different kinds of things that we need to actually run the organization. Every single penny over $25 is put back into the grounds and the house and some of the garden. But now that we've established this, someone can give to the gardens and not become a member. And we like offering those choices for people.
And last year, using our contributions, we also renovated the little summer house that was built in the 1940s as part of the garden. Before air conditioning, you want to sit out on the porch. Well, this is like a screened porch within the garden connected to the garden wall. And I don't mean a gazebo, but it is the summer house, and that's been completely restored. We like that as a site to go to. So these are some of the things we have done and what we hope, the type of thing we hope to continue to do. And this Fitzhugh Trust support will help Chatham, and I think it shows what we as a group have been doing.
It's absolutely true. The cost of the summer house was $16,500, which we raised. And we hope everyone will come over and take a look at it because
it looks
absolutely
terrific.
Gorgeous.
When you were here last year, we were talking because you're still working on the screens.
That's right.
And boy, that house looks really nice.
Yeah. Well, and let's also go to the big house. Let's be clear, the Park Service last year replaced all of the shutters. And, you know, if you say, well, I'm going to replace the shutters on my house, it might, you'll probably do the front ones for sure. You might have half a dozen windows. Here you got over 60 windows times two, and they redid the shutters. And with all due respect to our building supply stores, you don't go and get this type of shutter out near Route 3 in the interchanges. These are wooden crafted shutters, and what had happened over the years and through multiple renovations and incidents, there was either a mixture or an absence of shutters. They're now all new, which in a little bit we'll talk about leads to our next big project. But those are the things that not just that we've been able to do, but so is the Park Service.
It's an interesting trivia question about the number of windows. Because as you started talking about that, I started thinking, How many windows front and back would there be?
And then there are the little outbuildings, the laundry and the kitchen.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there are the side windows. I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
The doors.
The door.
The basement windows.
Everything. Trivia questions.
That's true.
Go ahead. I was going to say, now the windows themselves, Linda, you've been involved with too.
Yes. The shutters, actually, if you look at the building, wow, because they're gorgeous. And an interesting tidbit also, those shutters that Scott was talking about. So even if you were to buy shutters for your house, you would sort of think that the hardware would be evenly spaced and they'd all be the same.
Sure.
No, Billy Mock from Old Town Windows and Doors tells me every single one was different, from anywhere between a 16th of an inch to an inch. Every single one had to be drilled independently of each other, even the matching ones.
Hand work.
Hand done. And since we were planning on hopefully doing some sort of a windows project, Billy Mock was able to repair two windows. If you come to Chatham, in the garden side, the window to the right of the front door and the window to the left have been finished.
So with the shutters, they're complete.
And they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
They're absolutely gorgeous. And even better, they show how terrible the windows are on the other sides. And that's our next big project.
We're going to get into the next big project when we come back in a little bit. A funny story. You and I were at a Civil War program that Frank O'Reilly was doing at Marie's Heights in December. And so you came over to me and said, if you look over that way with the leaves off the trees, you can see Chatham. And I said to you, oh, yeah. And I looked, and you can see it. And yeah. I said, I think the windows are new there. And you looked at me and said, are you mocking me? Because you had just been in here, and we had talked about the windows. But, no, these are big projects, and none of them is none of them are cheap to do, just because of you're dealing with the historical aspect here.
And the site, though, continues to draw everyone there, and this will make it look even more impressive. I'm sorry, more eye-catching.
Yeah.
One thing we're hoping to do in the fall actually gave us yet another small grant. In cooperation with Stafford County, we got a $1,200 grant that is going to, we think, be matched by the Virginia Commission of the Arts, and we're going to use that to invite artists to Chatham to do some sort of work that involves Chatham, the view, a brick in the wall, whatever an artist wishes to do, and then we're going to try to use those as fundraising elements and see what becomes of that. So we're working again because it sits right at the edge of Stafford County. We appreciate the support the government has given us in the grant, and we're looking forward to the matching funds to do our project there.
Well, I know that John Hennessy, the chief historian with the Park Service here, has said, and it's true, that the gardens this year look the best that he can ever remember them. And I was there just a few weeks ago and just thought, boy, everything is just really colorful.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. You can go every week and something else is blooming, and it's rather breathtaking. We're excited about these artists coming for a plein air event. The grant will allow us to give a small stipend to local artists and have them come and play with their art and with the site, and the expectation is they will give us a piece of artwork that we can then auction off, and it's just such a win-win kind of thing. Artists in our area are so unbelievably generous, and we're just hoping that's what we would use the grant for, is to give a small amount of money to the artists. So if any artists are interested in our plein air event, certainly email us at friendsofchatham@gmail.com.
And that'll be this fall in October.
Yes, that's when we're planning to have that event. And then the auction would be in the spring.
Well, and just them coming and doing that, they may see things and come up with ideas and want to come back and do more with it.
I think it's already a popular subject or destination yeah. for local artists. Yes. We just want to emphasize
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And certainly during that day when they're there, they can hand out their cards. They can invite the people who already like their art and show them when they're doing. There's nothing more fun for me is to watch an artist work and see it evolve and come around. So we're looking forward to that day. That'll be fun.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the naturalization ceremony that took place this spring there. And that was another just huge event. And it was a great day. We'll talk about that and some of the other projects coming up. Friends of Chatham, our focus this morning with Linda Baer and Scott Walker. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More Friends of Chatham this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
We're talking with Scott Walker and Linda Baer with Friends of Chatham this morning. Friendsofchatham.org. If you want to jump up and jump on there, look at their website. Also, friendsofchatham@gmail.com. If you want to send in an email and find out more information. So Linda and Scott, I guess one of the things, the naturalization ceremony that was done there.
Isn't that amazing?
That was really something. And just the fact that Chatham was home to that.
It really is one of the best stories, I think, that's happened in a long time in the Fredericksburg area. And when we first started Friends of Chatham, and we had a board member by the name of Bob Fonger, and he'd lived in Fredericksburg for a while, but mm-hmm. he had participated in naturalization ceremonies in Roanoke. And he said, Chatham would be a perfect place. And he took this on as his project. And he went up the road to Washington. He called people. He really made every effort. But it didn't really look like it was going to come about. And I think perhaps he didn't have a lot of experience with the federal government.
Things take a while.
It does take a while. So that sort of got shelved. Bob had to retire off our board for health reasons. And just sort of going along, we were looking forward to the living history at Chatham that first weekend in June. John Hennessy, the chief historian, says, oh, by the way, we're going to be having a naturalization ceremony that morning. What?
Yeah.
And he said, I think it was somebody from Friends of Chatham that made it come about. So that's exactly what happened. And on the morning when it was there, all the D.C. people were there. And one of the gals kept saying, well, where's Bob? And unfortunately, he wasn't able to be there. And I said, you know, we thought that you weren't ever going to come here. And because there haven't been any in Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
And she said, well, this is what happened. She said, we have an office in D.C., or Alexandria, actually. We do them in Williamsburg. We do them in Richmond. We do them in Charlottesville. Nobody really knew who had Fredericksburg.
Jurisdiction-wise.
Yes.
Which office.
And so no one was going to try and organize it or get it together without that. Well, come to find out, the D.C. includes Stafford. And they said they didn't include the city of Fredericksburg. So by saying Fredericksburg, you know, the old issue.
Yeah, of course.
So once they realized that, so of course they would come to the National Park Service to arrange the time, to arrange the date. And it was just so amazing. 36 people became new Americans from 30 countries. Mm. It was a beautiful hot day with the on the riverside, and I'm also a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution, so it was really exciting to include my chapter who came and participated by providing the refreshments and serving them along with the members of Friends of Chatham, and they also handed out flags to all of the new citizens and their families. And To me, the best part of it was at the end of the, when it was all over, the Washington, D.C. people felt that it had gone so well that now Chatham is a site in the regular queue of having more.
So they'll be back.
They'll be back.
And, of course, on that particular date, the Park Service had the Chatham Days event,
yeah,
which had multiple activities going on. And it was like, wow, see these people who perhaps had not known about the site.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It was fantastic.
Now, when John Hennessy was here talking about it, it just made so much sense. You think that they do it at Monticello every year, yes, on 4th of July. Why wouldn't they do it at Chatham? So,
and all those people are right around here.
Yeah.
All those people, you know, anybody else had to, you know, from let's say Stafford, they had to go to Charlottesville for a ceremony. And now, you know, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Well, and the timing, too. I mean, Friends of Chatham has been around now for 3 years.
Right.
You've gotten your feet under you. You're doing projects, things looking better, and it's just... The timing was perfect.
That's exactly right.
So we've talked about the summer house renovation and the windows and the shutters. What's next?
I think that, well, let's talk about tonight.
How about that?
Tonight is a member mingle.
That's right.
And it's at Amy's Cafe. Amy has been unbelievably supportive and generous whenever we've had an activity or a program of giving us things, and so we're having a member mingle there. Well, did you want to talk about...
Well, I'm going to say, remember, we're not a meeting-driven organization. We're project-driven, so we only have our required once-a-year meeting. But, of course, you want to communicate with your members, sometimes more than email, and we developed the concept that we're talking about, a mingle.
Exactly, and we have our membership chairman... Susan Hatch has established a committee, and we have these member mingles in the evening, on the weekends, in the morning, all different times, all different places, fairly locally, and we try to get more Stafford locations. And a member mingle is we sent something out to all of our members, and we do have some friends also, and say, come on and hear about the latest project. Well, the scope of our windows project is enormous, and we have an official kickoff date in September. But we kind of thought that maybe our members would like to get their own personal commercial. So that's what we're doing tonight in Amy's Cafe at 5:30. We're having a member mingle, and the members, so anyone who wants to become a member or anybody who comes to Amy's Cafe tonight would... can hear the initial commercial. The idea is, you want to talk about how we want people to...
Well, remember all those windows that have shutters now.
Yeah.
All right. You've now... The windows need repair. And might I add, particularly the side we all know, the riverside, which gets the most intense sun. So what we're going to do is let you, like you, Ted, you can buy a window. That is, repair a window.
So I can always come there and look at that, and I'll say, that's my window.
And we have one person already that said, whatever you do, I want, and he named the window he wants. And in other words, we're hoping to not sell the window, but it'll also be at a reasonable price that you could give it as a memorial or to honor someone,
yeah,
or you could just plain buy it yourself. And what we're going to do is it's going to be hard to do all the windows on and the side buildings as well. And we're talking over 70 windows. And I'm fudge on that because they repaired a few as part of our project, mm-hmm, the two we wanted to show, and two had to be totally repaired in order to hold the darn new shutters. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got all of that. But we want to then offer these in groups. In other words, like you would subdivide an area and sell it off in sections. You know, maybe to the right of the door, we'll do that first. And we're going to go a section at a time and raise money for that section, and hopefully within a couple years have repaired all the windows.
And that's exciting.
That's the scope of the project. It's pretty big, though.
Yes. And we like to call our money-making events, fundraisers. You know, let's get rid of that D and let's have it be fun. The most recent one that we had was with the was with Riverside Center, and they've recently, I think they might still have it, or they're into their new one. This was for the most recent. The most recent play of Frank Sinatra's.
Frank Sinatra music, yeah.
And My Way, exactly. And we sold tickets, and people paid a little bit more, I believe, than a regular ticket price. And we had a reception for them ahead of time, sort of a wine, and the center provided the appetizers. We did have one of our members dressed up as a cigarette girl, so that was pretty effective. And everyone had a wonderful time. It really wasn't a lot of very hard work. It was all fun kind of work, and I think we made over $500.
Yeah, just for a quick evening.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. And so...
And now let's put it in perspective. That almost begins to pay for one window. So that tells you the scope of our project.
That's right.
Yeah,
well, that's right.
There's no one set price because certain areas will require a different type of repair than others. But... Again, if we've took 500 times 70, you're talking money.
You're talking, yeah, yeah. No, they're big windows, and if I remember right, Linda, when you walk up to when you come through the gardens, and as you look at Chatham, bottom is it the I said on the right hand side is where you've got the two two new
right
windows.
And left of the garden side door.
And we're also going to use another grant we've gotten. Again, I think this shows the activity we've had. We did get a Duff McDuff Green Community Grant, which did two things, or it's going to do. It's already supported the garden with work for the gardener, but also we're going to use that grant to ourselves repair two of the windows so we can get the project going. So we appreciate that grant and support of the work we do as well.
Exactly. We received a $5,000 grant from them, which was one of their larger grants this year. And we originally had a much higher price for our windows, but when the actual price came in from the Old Town Windows and Doors organization that's going to be doing the work, it was less. And we like that each window has a particular price, so different people can choose.
Yeah,
the window.
What you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's all being done locally, so
yes.
you're taking care of, you're helping a local business, too.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Very important.
That is very important.
Well, that we can keep going on and on, Ted. I mean, you know, the two of us can, but there's so much happening regarding Chatham all the time. I mean, there's the normal work that the Park Service continues to do. And we're just trying to support that work and sort of bring back up in good repair both the house and the gardens.
Well, it helps that both of you and people that are involved with Friends of Chatham, there's a passion here to really want this to be something.
Well, and thank you. We get that. But we're back to what it means to local residents. I bet it is one of the top two places if great Uncle Ralph and Aunt Susie come for the first time. Hey, let me take you to Chatham.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that type of place.
You had to feel good, the two of you, last year when it was towards the end of the year. There was some kind of a state poll for like top destination.
That's
or
correct.
Something. And Chatham was number one.
It came right out there. We sure should have mentioned that because we like that.
That's
and
true.
I know Stafford County liked it,
That's
but
right.
we particularly liked it. Yeah.
Well, we were very fortunate to be able to participate with the 350th that Stafford County celebrated, and the same night that they opened up the stage in Pratt Park, the 350th had an event at Chatham, and the weather held out, and it was really wonderful. And I have a personal goal that every single person who lives in Stafford County will get to Chatham sooner or later. And I think that the school system is doing a good job by bringing their fourth graders.
Yeah.
Is it fourth grader, yeah. Scott? You know, they bus those kids and they come over and they're amazed and they bring their parents back.
And I've noticed something over the years that I've been helping out there. Say 5 years ago, before our organization was in up and running, and you have a group of school kids and the adult and parent chaperones. How many of you have been here before? Maybe one person would raise their hand. Now there's more people that raise their hand that they've been there. That's good.
That's very good.
Well, you do tours around town, Scott. Do a lot of people ask about Chatham?
Yes. And let's be very clear, it's even better now that people can see it. It's back to what you mentioned first. And, of course, you see it and you want to go there. And that's part of the vista clearing. People love to see it. And you go there and you can talk about everything that the Fredericksburg area can offer. It's those layers again.
And you understand things. I remember when the Battle of Fredericksburg did the 150th, being on a history tour with Eric Mink, being down there where one of the pontoon crossings were, and you couldn't even see Chatham. And this was in December. Now, when you're on Sophia, right. You look over anywhere on Sophia Street, and sitting up there is Chatham.
It's Chatham, and we're very pleased with that, and pleased with what it represents.
Linda Bear and Scott Walker here. Friends of Chatham, our focus this morning. Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's show are News Talk 1230 WFVA advertising partners sponsoring this broadcast. Now, back to News Talk 1230's Ted Schubel.
Town Talk powered by Stafford Tourism. For information on events and activities, visit tourstaffordva.com. Friends of Chatham, our focus this morning with Linda Bear and Scott Walker. And Linda, I think for History at Sunset, the Friday night park service program, that they're making another stop this year at Chatham.
Yeah, they are. Last year, they had they've scheduled the last History at Sunset has been a bonfire with stories. But this year, they're going back to one of the original programs that they had, which is Chatham by Candlelight. Hmm. And it's going to be on Friday, August 7th. Typically, the History at Sunsets are earlier, but because they like it to be a little darker, it starts at 8 o'clock. And I have what I love about this is, although I had a passion about Chatham 35 years ago, or when I first went there, I really didn't go there very much. And I remember, I'd never heard of History at Sunset, and I remember on a Friday paper, it said they were doing this at Chatham. And so I said, okay, Bill, let's go. And we went, and they divided people up into groups, and I ended up being in the group with John Hennessy. And that's when I met him.
Yeah.
And going, that's when everything all came together for me on the history. You know, it's a very important part of the Civil War, but the fact that it was finished being built in 1771 definitely appeals to my American Revolution aspect of my love of history. And so I'm hoping that it's a wonderful weather night and a lot of people come out on the 7th, August 7th to chat.
I'm sure John Hennessy remembers that night.
I don't know about that.
I thought you were going to jump in, Scott, and say, again, layers.
Layers. You know, we've talked, Ted, about we always mention websites and email, but let's also mention we have a Facebook page.
You do.
Which... if you use Facebook, you're getting current events out there. And that is Friends of Chatham Manor on Facebook. That's another good way to get into what we are doing. And the Wendy's project will be discussed there. We kept the photographs of the garden or summer house progress up.
Yeah.
Another great way of communicating with not just our members, but, of course, with the community.
nothing's really better than before and after pictures of people and places. And that's another benefit. I just remembered that about the windows. And once a person picks their window, they will receive, when it's done, a before picture and an after picture.
Ooh.
And with their name on it. And I can't really imagine anything better than being able to come to such a beautiful historic place and say, that's our window.
That's my window.
Yeah. At the end of Garden Week, which, of course, 2 years ago actually featured Chatham as a place.
Yeah.
But we always have a reception because it's always listed as a place to visit. And, of course, the gardens are helped along by our association with the Garden Club. But we had visiting, and they were a Rotary group from Birmingham, Alabama.
That's right.
And they were blown away by this place. And we're standing there in the garden, and I'm telling you, you're right, Ted. They're pretty all the time, but in April, they're particularly spectacular.
Yeah.
And we were standing there using the garden house. We had several tents out in the gardens, and it's dusk, and it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And several of them actually joined.
That's right.
So we'll take any member from anywhere.
That's right. That's right. We love it.
Now, and it always looks – I remember being there last fall in November, and it was a rainy, cold Saturday, but there still is something about Chatham.
Yeah. I having volunteered there when the Park Service started that program, but I think except for the period roughly from Thanksgiving to maybe early January, the gardens – it's still pretty, but the gardens are dormant. But I'm telling you, in January, some of those early daffodils,
croci
start popping. So there's something there all the time.
I'll have to remember that. Again, if someone wants to get in touch with you, Linda, give me the email again and the website.
Email is friendsofchatham@gmail.com and friendsofchatham.org.
And again, Friends of Chatham Manor on Facebook.
Yeah, that's true.
Linda Baer and Scott Walker, this was great stuff. We'll have to have you back before the end of the year and kind of get an update on the windows and all of that.
We would love to.
Thank you for coming in, and thanks for what you do at Chatham.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Guests appearing on today's program are advertising partners who have purchased commercial airtime on WFVA and have been offered the opportunity to sponsor this broadcast. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.